For the intro, I used the Wii song. Just don't get scared. I spice it up a little bit, all right?
Don't get scared.
Welcome to VG Times 3, the internet's only source for video game news and trivia.
Hey everybody, welcome back to VG Times 3 this week. I'm enjoying being back. And with me, as always, I got Giant Shock and Max Barracuda.
What's up?
We're going to have a party tonight. It's going to be fun. Tonight on the show, we're going to go over Nintendo. It's going back to the 80s. Xbox is going back to the 90s. And as always, Blizzard is looking to the future. But first, I want to go over what we're doing this week. What's got you hot this week? What's happening? Giant Shock?
You got him thrown for a loop right now.
You know what it is? I wanted to use the Wii song, and then I hate it. Like, I hate it. So.
I just didn't expect you to ask me before the intro stopped. Last night on the W2K 17, they released some of the DLC, and you're going to be getting the club. You're going to be getting Eddie.
Did you get your dude?
What dude?
You know, your preloaded guy that you wanted so bad from GameStop. Remember, you had a hard one for getting the new...
Some Asian guy?
The Asian dude?
No. This is like the DLC for everybody. Like, they have several DLC packs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they released some of the names. You get the club. You're going to get,
Eddie Guerrero, you said?
Eddie Guerrero. The Perfect 10, Ty Dillinger. Papa Shango and the Godfather. So I guess, yeah, the whole...
The Godfather's fun, I guess.
They're the same guy.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
I don't know him by that other guy.
Oh, yeah, Papa Shango.
Don't know him, man.
Back when you could be a racist.
I like the whole train.
Different type of racist. Right. And then you got Tex Tornado character.
Much more subtle, the second one.
They also added the fact that in your career mode now, you could you have a lot of interaction with Paul Heyman. And that for the first time, they're trying to make it like a real sports simulation. So like your T-shirt sales will matter in the game. Like you'll be cashing checks and stuff and buying attributes with like money that you earn.
Now,
stuff.
I wonder if it's like own. Stone Cold still gets like, oh, we still got big like The Rock. And so because they still have a decent T-shirt sale, but even if they're not in the game is what I'm talking about.
Anybody who's a legend, like they have legend contracts, so like they get to use their likenesses so that all legends can be in the game.
Do you think they're going to have Bulk Bogan T-shirts going out there?
He would actually at this point he's paid, but they basically they threw him out after he dropped the Mad M-bombs. And that.
Oh, no, I remember that. I was just wondering if they're going to respect the fact that he still makes T-shirts. Man.
Nah,
they're not.
He's out.
He's out.
He's a no good.
Yeah, he must thank the Lord every day for Gawker because
he's gonna set him up for the rest of his life.
Yeah, I wonder how much he made in wrestling and compared to that $125 million he made on Gawker.
Like, I don't know, but he had to set it up. You know, no one would have gave a shit about just some fat Terry having sex if it wasn't Double H. Anyway, what's got you hot this week, Max?
Just came out, Batman, the Telltale series, episode 2.
Episode 2?
Yeah, so I'm about halfway through that now.
How's the story?
So far, so good.
The first one, we met Catwoman, correct?
Catwoman and Penguin.
Okay.
And Falcone, mm-hmm. Which was boring.
Falcone's always boring.
My so far thoughts on the series are.
That Falcone is hot boring?
Hot boring.
Yeah.
And most of the plot so far is Bruce Wayne versus the mob. So I'm waiting for that. Now, from the point I'm at, we got a little more Catwoman. We got a little more Penguin going on.
That's always kind of boring.
Yeah, I'm waiting for... The episode title's called Children of Arkham, so I'm hoping in the second half we get into some good bad guys.
I feel you. It's kind of... You know what? Not to get off topic, but that's how I feel about Gotham, the TV show.
Yeah.
I watch it, but...
I don't really like it.
I don't really care what I'm doing when I'm watching it, you know?
Without Batman, who gives a shit?
I mean, there is Batman.
Yeah, but he's like... Not Batman yet.
He was a pussy at least once, which totally threw me for a loop because, like, I just assumed he was always a badass.
Yeah, and the appeal of that show is they bring in good villains, but then you have to do the math of, like, this guy's, like, 46, being a bad guy.
Yeah, and Ivy was, like, a doctor or whatever. Now she's just some, like,
A little homeless
riff raff street rat.
I thought the whole point of Batman was that, like, him being the way he was drove the criminals the way they were.
Yeah, it's very
Yeah,
it's very apparent on the show that they never read a comic.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just like, oh, quickly, somebody name it. Like, they go to their kids or something. They're like, hey, you know any Batman villains? Yeah, Mr. Freeze. Oh, all right, we'll throw him in there. We'll throw him in the mix. And it's like, whack, you know?
Yeah, but we'll call him
like
Mr.
they
kind of
hit the Wikipedia article a little bit to find out the gist, and then that was it.
Pretty much. That sums up that show.
Yeah, Victor Fries.
So why do you watch it?
I don't know. Why do I always check out things? You know, I told you, I watched Suicide Squad
this week.
It's
like season 3 or 4 of that now at this point, right?
I just can't help it. I watched Lois and Clark, too, when it was out.
Nah. Come on, man.
I just watch them all, you know? I like superhero stuff.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
that's
I like,
my deal.
I like horror stuff, but after season 3 of American Horror Story, I was like, I'm over it.
That was a good call.
I like superhero stuff more than you like horror stuff. What do you want to say? Anyway.
I'm with you on that one.
How's number 2? Good? Bad? Better?
Than like one? I said, halfway through, keeping my attention, though. So far, fun. Little bits of boring sprinkled into the good stuff.
Little I know the, bits of boring?
Just yeah, I know the part of the selling point of this game was like you get to be Bruce Wayne and Batman, but then half the time they're like,
oh, Bruce Wayne's always bored.
You have to go visit the mayor and get information because he's blackmailing you. And it's like, do you want to go as Batman or as Bruce Wayne? It's like, I don't want to go as this Don Draper looking motherfucker. Yeah, I'm gonna go as Batman.
You know what would be cool if they ever did like the, do you want to go as Batman to fly or Bruce Wayne and like pretend to be drunk with models on your arm? Like, I like that Bruce Wayne where he tries to be a shit show.
At that point,
that's my favorite Bruce Wayne. Shit show Bruce Wayne.
Alfred straight up in that scene, like, would you like to go as Batman and just scare him? Or do you want to go as Bruce Wayne and use your cunning and guile?
Is he this new badass Alfred that seems to emerge? Or no, is he like tender kisses?
This is traditional Alfred.
He's Alfred at that Cafe in Milan giving the nod.
Yeah.
It's better than the 60s Batman where it was like, oh, don't leave the cave without your kiss, Master Bruce.
And your warm milk.
Yeah. Anyway, this week, I've been playing a lot, but I've been playing a lot of, you know, Overwatch, which I normally play, and a couple of things on my brand new Samsung pad that is just fucking huge, so that's dynamite. But I'm not going to talk about app-based games. So Kotaku ran a video about how it's going to be playing card games in virtual reality, and that got me really hot this week. I mean, a bunch of this news did too, but it's hard for me to come up with something that's like get me excited, because the news has me excited this week. This is not a news story. I just wanted to say that the virtual reality card games look great. I think it's going to be awesome. I think playing poker in virtual reality is going to be amazing.
It's as fun as it is playing in real life without
which
the
is
money.
Fun. Like, which is fun.
Without the money.
Says the guy who is like the super duper grandmaster of fucking magic cards.
That's a game to be played. There's
that's what I'm talking about.
But without any money, who cares?
You were playing it for money?
No, that's a card game in the sense of like there's more than just like, okay.
They were going over how it's going to be with the money. You know, there's online gambling. They're talking about just
not in New York.
No, but in Jersey and in many states. And yeah, I play online gambling in New York.
Not legally.
No, but I mean, it's not going to be that hard. But I'm just saying, the possibility is there.
Look, I'm sorry that I'm
very, very
I'm giggling at your like boner fucking for this stupid card game.
It's going to be hot, dude, and you're going to want to play it,
it's
and you just can't.
Be hot.
I'm going to get you banned. I'm going to use every single ounce of my power from being the host of this show to get you banned.
How are you going
to
get me banned? I'm never going to pick it up.
I just fucking told you. Well, you can't. That's good.
I won't know.
That's good. That's awesome.
You'd have to advertise it.
It looks good. You know, if I'm going to sit there and do virtual reality, there's a lot of virtual reality that's got me up, walking around the room. I feel this is a good medium where I get to sit on my ass in front of my TV and play
some
cards. So
time out. Do you get to make your avatar, or is it just you? Or like, is it
I would imagine I get to use my avatar. This isn't like a specific game I saw. This was just a general...
You know you're going to be talking to a bunch of dudes and girls, right? That's all it's going to be.
Yeah, but I mean, I would think voice chat would be on.
Yeah,
their
voices are going to be a dead giveaway.
Really?
Look, man, I don't get sucked into that kind of thing on the internet, all right? There's no, like, Chris Hansen type shit or anything like that. I don't give a fuck if you're a dude, a female, a dog. If I'm playing cards, I'm just trying to beat you.
Well, that's how it's psychologically. They're a chick, so you think
I don't fall for that shit, man. I already know about that shit. I'm not going to be
it's
like,
gonna
oh,
it's different when you're virtually.
Oh, the avatar is a parakeet. No parakeet can beat me in cards. I'm not going to play that.
If it goes bonkers like that, I'm cool. Like, oh, it's a pirate.
Yeah.
All right, I guess. I'm cool with that. That's a little bit more fun. But if it's just
it's Bonk from Bonk's Adventure. That guy's fucking stupid. I'm not going to do that.
It's Dan's Xbox Live.
It's that weak dude Brian made in UFC. Who gives a fuck about that guy?
That guy's 100. That guy's a fucking killer.
It's time. Yeah, not in cards, though. I'd smoke that bitch. Anyway, it's time for the news.
Beat you up and take your money.
It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
All right, I'm going to give you guys a choice. You guys want to talk about Nintendo? You guys want to talk about Xbox? Or you want to talk about Blizzard first?
First?
Yeah.
Let's get Nintendo out the way.
Nintendo?
Let's get them out the way.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
All right.
You've got to come back with me.
Back to the 80s. The reports are that the Nintendo NX will use,
cartridges.
Can you believe that?
I don't know. Then it's totally dead to me.
Really? See, I knew you would take that because you are short-sighted, my friend. The cartridges is where it's at. Yeah.
I love cartridges.
I'm all for it. First off, Nintendo has, not officially announced it, but the Wall Street Journal is reporting that an insider says that it is a reasonable choice to go with the cartridges. There has been many advances in flash memory, and they think that Nintendo's sleeping on these advances and going to hit it up hard. Also, it makes sense for it because Nintendo generally has a lot of children playing them, and I can tell you, for one, I have the Nintendo Wii U, and the discs, get little fingerprints all over them, stuff like that.
You could fit terabytes onto a flash drive.
Onto a flash now. It's not what it was.
Ridiculous anymore.
Nintendo's like that great sports star you saw as a kid. Now that he's like about done, you still see a glimmer of it every once in a while, how great he was. But
Michael Jordan's still awesome.
Nintendo
is Michael Jordan. They can come back anytime they want. And just
with
power.
With Hitler mustaches and bacon Hanes t-shirts.
Whatever he's wearing.
Bacon neck.
Whatever he's wearing, tagless stuff. I don't care. I'm all in on this Nintendo cartridge. I'm all in on it.
Physical media, right? We need more of that. Like,
okay.
You're going to have an option.
Look.
Xbox still sells discs.
I hope they don't have an option. I hope they keep it to a reasonable digital download like they do now with the Wii products, where you can download your old Nintendo games if you want. I don't need that in my living room. But right now, they still use cartridges on all their handheld products. They work fine, and I'm saying that the cartridges are going to be number one. They're going to be number one.
You can't even say it without smiling.
Right now, it is refreshing to pop in a Wii U disc and just play the fucking game without the 2 hours of download that I already have to do on all of the systems. I just put in Mario. I bought it. I bought Super Mario Maker. Mm-hmm. I open the case. I stick it in. I'm playing it within 5 minutes. Nothing beats that, man. Nothing beats that anymore. I mean, like this 2 hour download bullshit that I have to go through with the Xbox and PlayStation. It takes 2 hours.
But Xbox is pretty quick.
Xbox is reasonably faster than PlayStation.
It's like 15 minutes, bro.
But even on, when it was Steam, I mean, a computer you've always had to kind of download. Good old games is even worse. It's possibly the worst system of all time. It's got nothing. They were also saying that they have controllers that might detach. That's still a very...
Oh my god, wired controllers?
No, controllers that might come off... they're talking about possibility that they charge on the system themselves and you pull them out.
When you said detach, I thought you meant like there's wired control.
Because you're a pessimist with this thing. That's
why. Did
they
just slap a Nexus sticker on it at 64, bro? Like, what the fuck?
No matter how good two things in this world end up being, Brian will have no part of them.
How are you so far into... Yeah, what?
And VR. No matter how many people go clamoring to it.
I was excited for Nintendo, but the first thing I hear about it is they're going back to cartridges. It's like,
it's not an unreasonable thing. You could hold more memory on a cartridge
than a disc. Yeah.
It's more plastic in my life, Nintendo. Why?
Well, what do you need a disc
for?
I'm
sure you'll have an option.
I don't want a disc either. Just give me the fucking digital.
You'll probably have an option for digitally downloading new games.
I guarantee you that. Because you already have it on the Wii. And the Wii U. You could already digitally download games.
Yeah, and you can digitally download new games. I'm just hoping that they don't, just because fuck you.
Fuck them. I ain't going to buy it.
They're also talking about the system having some sort of portable components for the screen. I do like how they use it on the Wii U now, although it's very underutilized. Generally, you just kind of can play the game that's up top in your hands.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of clever how they do it. You can't. It's got no range at all.
How heavy is it?
It's like an iPad. Probably a little lighter than an iPad. All but right. The deal is that it's just a receiver for your video game system. And it would be great if you were using the power of the Xbox One and just kind of receiving it for you know practical uses in your hand. That would be amazing. The Wii U doesn't have a lot of power, so when it's in my hand, it's like I'm playing a DS game anyway. You know, it's not really that big a deal. They don't really utilize the screen. I mean, I only have a couple games for it, but nothing where I was like, oh, wow, the screen is super necessary or anything like that. As a matter of fact, some of the games I prefer using the old Wii controller with, like the Mario games, the Yoshi games, stuff like that. Next story. Metal Gear.
Oh, boy.
Insists on... Okay, Kojima keeps on coming up in the news because he knows I hate pronouncing his name.
Hey, you got it right.
I did. I wrote it down. I always call it because it's Konami and Kojima.
Yeah, it's not Kojama.
Kojama.
Kojama your mama.
So Kojima was recently at the Tokyo Game Show, and he was asked about what he feels about the Metal Gear Survive.
Mm-hmm.
Not much. He said he was quoted as saying, the Metal Gear games are about political fiction and espionage. Where do zombies fit into that?
Cash grab.
It was a cash grab.
That's all it is.
I know. It was his baby. That was my question to you guys. Do you guys feel like once a developer leaves that they should just nix it?
In theory, that'd be nice, but that's not how the world works.
I know, but I mean, like...
You know, a director leaves a film franchise. They keep making those movies.
You rarely get, like, a Ridley Scott leaving and a James Cameron coming in like an Aliens, bro.
I guess, but... So, the only reason that this was mentioned, I didn't want to, like, oh, he's throwing shade at Konami or anything like that. But it seems to me that, through that quote, he had absolutely nothing to do with the new Metal Gear Survive, which people were questioning.
Oh, watch that trailer. It's pretty apparent that he had nothing to do with it.
To me, it was, but people were questioning whether he had something to do with it before he left. It doesn't sound like it.
And it sounds to me like Konami's just grabbing this thing and going to milk it with as many lackluster games as possible before they just kill Metal Gear.
If it's...
It's either that or he knew he was going to get in trouble and he wrote, zombies, all zombies are changing it.
The proof is in the pudding, man. If it's fun, it's fun. Like, if it's not fun, then it's going
to
go away, man.
But to me, it stinks of tacking the name Metal Gear onto another game just to...
It's the first one. I'll give it a chance. But if it sucks, then that's just the end of it for me. Like, you know,
I mean, it happens. I mean, they tack Mario into tennis, and Mario Tennis was fun, and no other tennis game was fun.
They should really tack Mario into zombies. I would love to see that.
Yeah.
How about Metal Gear Tennis?
No. I mean, Mario Zombies. Like
the ball's going to the fucking. It's about to go out. And it's like bing, like
pops out of a cardboard box and hits it back.
Can you imagine that though? Like the Mushroom Kingdom, all fucking zombified, man. That'd be kind of cool.
I mean, that would be cool. Like the Koopas. I mean,
but make it like cartoony and Nintendo-y though.
I mean, you really throw him a beat down anyway at this point, jumping all over him, shooting fireballs and shit. It doesn't really matter.
What if he jumped on him and, like, they just kind of got back up and started going after him, bro?
What the crush of the head?
What they do, the skeleton ones. The skeleton ones do that shit all the time.
Luigi, you have to two in the head.
Double tap.
Double tap.
Got to double tap.
And make sure the doesn't get back up.
Aim for the head and destroyed the brain.
Oh, no, I lost my flower.
All right, so Nintendo's going back to the 80s, but it seems like Xbox is doing a lot of talking about the 90s today. A lot of buzz on Twitter and the boards regarding our newest installment to the Xbox One's backwards compatibility program. That's right, players. You can now get Word Puzzle from Xbox 360 now on your Xbox One.
Woo!
Woo!
Oh, that must be like, what's the lowest megabyte game we got to test it?
So, obviously...
Word puzzle.
Obviously, players were a little embarrassed about it, a little questioning. So, they started hitting up Phil Spencer, Xbox's exec, on Twitter. One dude asked him, and his name is literally Dude. He's an egg on Twitter, so fuck him. I mean... But he did ask... Regarding backwards compatibility, is there a reason why we're seeing less big name games coming via backwards compatibility? BC. In example, Unreal Tournament, Legos, Call of Duty, etc. Phil Spencer replied, just the order things come out of in testing. We have some I've really been looking forward to coming soon. I mean, like, I assume that's a like a general answer for anything. Like, oh, we have a couple in the works.
What they do? They got a big
just
list.
So everyone knows. These tweets were microscopic on my screen, so I couldn't read them that well. I can read. They're just super tiny. I should have took a better screenshot.
Bro, that's a good size. Don't worry about it.
All right. Anyway, that sounds like just a regular, just run-of-the-mill, oh, I got a couple in the works, super excited about it.
Well, they probably have a big checklist of games, and somebody working on it's just like, all right, let me just knock out all these no-brainer easy ones first.
Yeah, I was thinking that, but I mean, even that, why was that even on the table? Why would this word puzzle even on
I'll
the table?
I'll save the Final Fantasies for Friday.
Yeah. I had to look it up. I don't remember. I mean, most of these backwards compatible games that we're looking forward to, I mean, like when Red Dead came out, I was like, oh, it's Red Dead.
Yeah.
But interestingly enough, I wanted to talk to you guys about this too. The five most requested games for backwards compatibility. You guys want to try and name
Halo?
At least one? Negative.
No. I'm trying to think what's...
Well, they already had... Halo and Gears both already had their anniversary packs or whatever the fuck it was. Remember?
All right.
GTA 4.
Negative.
This is for Xbox only?
Mm-hmm. Xbox One. Used to be on the Xbox 360. They want it back.
They want it back.
Fallout New Vegas.
Okay, you guys ready for this? Mm-hmm. Call of Duty Black Ops 2 is one of the top five.
That's actually one of those games that, like, when it came out, like, people played it years after.
I know. Want to hear the other ones? Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare, and Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 are the top four S4 games. Come on, guys.
Just play Call of Duty Black Ops 3.
Yeah, just get the new Call. I mean, like, game. Really? You want to play? Whenever we play these enormously multiplayer, because that's what they were. They were mainly multiplayer. I know people do like this story. Maybe I'm just a multiplayer dude. No, right?
No.
They're mainly multiplayer.
They're
so
all multiplayer.
There's 45 minutes of story.
Whenever they get a backwards compatibility game and it has the multiplayer, you can't go back. It's not like that anymore, guys.
If I wanted to replay any of them, it'd be the Call of Duty 2, the World War
II. It's like watching Flight of the Navigator again. No, it was cool when you were a kid. It's not cool anymore.
I could play I can go back and play Call of Duty 2, the World War II one. That one was good still. Like, I think I'd still have fun with it today.
Well, you can go back to it if you want.
It's backward. That one too?
No. But,
well, that's the only one
you want.
No, the only one I wanted was
Yeah, but I like the story in that one. Anyway, number five was, of course, Elder Scrolls Skyrim.
Skyrim. Well, that's coming.
I could deal with that one.
Yeah.
I could deal with that one.
But you didn't like that game.
No, but I could deal with it. Oh. I mean, I could deal with it on the list, is what I mean. Oh. I can deal with it respectably. I did play it. It was a super snooze fest in the beginning.
Z-Factory.
Just...
I love that
just
game.
Just night-night. Just like a warm glass of milk in my
go
Xbox.
Go play your Call of Duty.
I like
watch
other,
things blow
I
up. No need for pacing.
Yeah, I was pacing the room, trying to keep myself up.
Gotta get the blood flowing. Man.
Yeah, just gotta do a little jumping jacks or something. It's just so boring in the beginning.
It does start slow.
All the Skyrim games or all the Elder Scrolls games are just
yeah,
so
you do
boring.
Have to work up to a point where you can actually start doing shit, where you're strong enough to fight something.
Yeah. Yeah,
otherwise it's just getting your ass kicked.
Even the maker, I mean, like, anyway, I don't want to talk about that. Games confirmed for the catalog but not released yet are Skate 3, Bioshock, Bioshock 2, and Bioshock Infinite.
Bioshock just came out with the collection.
I know they did. I wonder why that's confirmed.
Skate
was I could deal with
that
one skate. I could deal with one skate.
That genre is dead, though, man. Like,
yeah, I thought the skate games were a failure anyway.
No. They were pretty good.
They made a couple of them.
They were decent. They were just
were the realistic skating game.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's like the new Madden, where like you had Tony Hawk, and that was very fantasy based kind of, and
it
really jumped the shark at one point. And then you had Skate. It brought you back down. But for me, you know, having to really focus on my balance and stuff wasn't my deal anyway. I liked being Spider-Man.
But the genre, I think, kind of died out. They don't make any of those heavy
It games did, 1999. December 31st, 1999.
No, people were still putting
the Boom Boom Huck Jam died.
No, but for real, like, I want to say probably like the middle of last decade, they kind of just dwindled out and died.
Yeah, they kind of just lost their steam after a while.
Because they're all the same. It's your skateboarder. You got to build up your character.
Yep.
And you do tricks, man.
And then they put bad story modes in, and that didn't do anything to help.
The first time they had a story mode in the Tony Hawk game where you kind of had to become this hometown hero thing, that was kind of cool,
yeah.
I guess.
And then the last one.
And then
I just like the soundtrack.
The BAM was all over it. Fuck BAM.
Well, the last time they tried to put out a Tony Hawk game, it was the glitchiest piece of shit to ever exist.
I don't even remember.
Yeah, well, I forgot what they called that one even, but it was a nightmare.
Like Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 like was one of the best soundtracks ever, man.
I'd throw it all away for that movie Grind, though. That was good. That's the epitome of skateboard culture. That's the best thing to come out of skateboard culture. Mm-hmm. Anyway, last story I want to talk about. Blizzard is killing Battle.net after 20 years
of service.
They're
killing Battle.net?
They are, but they're not really. All the headlines, I woke up this morning, I was like, yeah, fat, juicy story. Fuck yeah, I'm going to talk the fuck out of this. But they're not killing it. Nothing's really changing. They said that I have its Wikipedia article right here. I'm just going to read briefly for people who don't particularly know what Battle.net
is.
It's difficult to explain. It's not super difficult to explain, but it's easier for me to read this off the Wikipedia, so bear with me. Battle.net was the first online gaming service incorporated directly into the games that make use of it, in contrast to the external interfaces used by the other online services at the time. Basically, there wasn't a lot of online support like we have in these games. Now, you know, Call of Duty has its own support and its own website and everything dedicated to this. Blizzard came out with Battle.net. Like I said, Battle.net. And thank you, Pete. Anyway.
This was my first ever foray into online gaming was Warcraft 2 on Battle.net.
Yeah, that was when they redid it in 2009.
That's what that is? Battle.net is just the
it's platform. The Blizzard's online community and platform. And when it first came out with Diablo, it was so innovative. No other gaming community could possibly match what Blizzard did.
Time.
Yeah, the fact that I almost give it credit for the idea of World of Warcraft because it just brought everybody together, and it was the first time that they really interacted with fans and stuff. Now, it's not going away, but Blizzard has said that they're going to start calling it Blizzard Tech, Blizzard Voice, different things like that. Mm. They're coming out with that stuff, and they said that the era of having to have one central thing has kind of passed. You know, every game has that incorporated in it now, so they're not killing it. It's just gone.
It's evolving.
You know, it's become more things. It's gone ever. It's like it's like when that Marine disappeared into the tree in Avatar. You know, it's just going everywhere all at once. It's not going anywhere bad, but there's going to be no revamp. They're going to take it down. And
that makes sense. I'm actually kind of surprised it's been around as long as it has been.
Yeah, you know what? To tell you the truth, I've been playing Overwatch, like I said, hot and heavy, and that's a Blizzard game, and I have not heard hide nor hair of Battle.net.
Yeah.
Battle.net. But to be fair, I'm playing it on a console, and they really don't do the Battle.net anymore anyway. So RIP. Thank God you guys are going out with a little class. I'm like, I was trying to remember, what is that piece of shit thing that that EA calls it whenever I sign into an online game for them, where they want me to earn points and shit?
Yeah. I forget theirs. Ubisoft has one, too.
Ubisoft's got a terrible one that I hate.
Uplay.
Uplay. I hate Uplay.
I refuse to take part in that.
Although, if you do take part in it, unfortunately, you get some cool rewards.
Don't care.
You do. I mean, you just do.
I don't give a shit.
All right, so
I don't need an extra cloak in Assassin's Creed.
That's what you get. You get some cool stuff. You get some cool weapons. But, yeah, I do hate having to sign into it. I hate...
They pull that shit in Far Cry every year. So sign into Uplay and you get a...
Uplay's probably the most obnoxious. I take it back, EA. I think Uplay is probably the most obnoxious.
Because they try to cram it down your throat.
It's terrible. All right, so that about does it for the news. That was pretty good. Let's take a test.
This is a test. Pop quiz, hot shot.
A little boss music. Alright, this week I tried to get ahead of the game, ended up writing 2 weeks worth of quizzes.
Woo!
So, I thought we'd make this interesting. These are all the categories. Have each of you pick two cards. And today's categories.
Alright.
So without removing it, just point to one here.
This guy.
Right in the middle there?
Right in the middle.
Okay.
Stage right. All the way right.
Just point at the fucking card.
All the way, just all the way.
Okay. Pick one more.
Stage left.
All the way to the left.
All the way to the right.
All the way to the right.
Nice.
Here are your categories. We got Fighters.
Okay.
We got...
Fighters is a very broad thing. Yeah. It can go terribly wrong for us.
UFC.
I wrote this one after our discussion last week, but famous people in video games.
All right, I can do it.
Actual celebrities appearing in games.
Nice.
We have deaths.
Yeah.
Oh, and food.
Food. All right. Like the cake.
Like the cake.
All right, I will go with deaths.
With deaths. All right. First question in deaths worth 2 points. Our hero, Cole Phelps, meets his end when he drowns in the L.A. River Tunnel in what game?
Infamous.
What do you think, Brian?
I'm good, huh?
Incorrect.
Cole!
That is L.A. Noir.
I didn't play L.A. Noir.
Different Cole. Brian Kettle.
Fighters.
Fighters. Worth a point. Hanzo Hasashi is the real name of what member of the Shirai Ryu clan and legendary fighting game character?
Am I naming the game?
What's the name he's more commonly known by?
Heihachi?
Heihachi.
Hanzo
Hasashi.
I'm assuming it's Tekken. Very Japanese.
You think he just chose a name that rhymes with him? I'm going to go with what's that guy who's always in the army? Yoshimitsu? Yeah.
Correct answer. Scorpion.
What?
Hanzo Hasashi of the Shirai Ryu clan.
Get over here!
That's Mortal Kombat. Brian?
I didn't know he had a real name, let alone a nickname to his real name.
Yeah, he wasn't born, you know, Scorpion.
All right, but I mean, right. To give him even a nickname for his
old
name.
He had to be, bro. He's... Breeze fire.
I guess.
Well, he was alive at one point with a real name and everything.
All right, let's do food.
Food. Yoshi got his very first solo game in 1992 in what pastry-based puzzle game?
Yoshi's... Pass.
What do you think?
Yoshi Island?
Yoshi's Island. Incorrect. Correct answer, Yoshi's Cookie for the NES and SNES.
Yep.
Fighter.
The Japanese pirate Maxi of the Soul Calibur series uses what kind of weapon in battle?
Pirate? Is it a type of sword? Like that I got a name?
No.
All right.
I'm looking for a broad strokes explanation.
A blunderbuss.
Pistol.
Nunchucks.
Who's totally out of left field?
Yeah, who the fuck's giving this guy his weapon, man?
It's my least favorite character in those games, too.
Alright, let's do food.
What sweet treat in Pokemon is coveted for its ability to instantly level up a
rare
single...
candy.
Rare candy.
I'm going to go with that.
That is correct. On the board.
Nice.
Brian, to you.
Fighters.
What medieval N64 fighting game has characters such as Mordos Kull, Lord Deimos, and the Executioner?
Christ.
I fucking had that game, man. It was fun.
No way.
Wasn't it? Well, I remember being fun.
I had a good time with this
game. I mean, we had fun with shitty games back in the day, too.
I do not remember.
We talked about this
medieval
game.
Medieval theme.
No,
medieval is not a fighting game.
Fantasy. I don't know. Swords and sorcery. We'll call it that.
All right, so I'm going to take that as a pass because he didn't. I answered it.
That was his guess.
Oh, medieval? That was your guess?
Like
I thought you
medieval?
Were...
Yeah, but. Huh?
No,
wasn't the game called like Medieval?
There
something?
Was a medieval game. It was not a fighter.
Right.
I know Medieval. I don't know this one. This is a pass.
All right. Pass for both of you. Snuck that one by me. That was funny. That worked out nicely in your favor. You weren't far. It was called Mace the Dark Ages.
I remember that game, man.
Poof. All right. Deaths. For 500.
All right. In what supernatural game is the hero, Jackie Estacado's girlfriend, Jenny Romano, shot in the head by Paulie Franchetti at the very start of the game?
Oh, The Darkness.
The Darkness.
Darkness.
Both of you?
Yeah.
Darkness is correct.
Yeah. It was a comic book. That's how I know.
When you actually mentioned it, I remember it. I played that game for a little while.
I played it, but I wasn't paying attention.
I was like, man, the subway system is a really big part of this game.
There's a lot of subway in that game. All right, Brian, back to you.
Fighters.
In the Tekken franchise, what major antagonist is currently 75 years old and still fighting?
Hiyat? No.
Oh, dude, these names are rough.
That's the main bad guy, but I think there was an old guy.
There was an old guy. He's 75 years old.
I'm going to take a guess. Pai Mei.
Pai Mei.
No, pass. Pass. I can't.
You actually kind of mentioned it early. It was Heihachi.
Fuck!
These names, I can't.
He was like, because you know, he had like regular hair color in like Tekken. And then Tekken 2, he was like gray as fuck.
It was a dye job.
No!
It was a dye job.
They kept aging him up.
So. Let's do food.
Food. In what retro game do you control a chef named Peter who is trying to assemble...
Burger Time.
Burger Time. Want to go
that
with that?
That would be my guess, yeah.
That's a good call, because that is correct.
Fighters.
All right.
He picked the bonkers hard fighters. Like, if you do Soul Calibur or... I don't know any of those names. Bushido Blade.
Dude, Mortal Kombat was the first one.
Yeah, I guess.
Ready? Mm-hmm. What 1994 fighting game featured giant man-eating dinosaurs and apes as
Primal,
it's like the
Primal Rage.
Primal Rage?
Yeah, absolutely.
Both of these, Primal Rage is correct.
Pretty good one.
Fucking play that pretty one. Good.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. It's peeing all over everybody.
Oh, yeah, the monkeys.
Yeah. The monkeys had fart attacks.
Let's do deaths.
Back to deaths. When cornered by Edgar Ross and his men, what game hero buys his family enough time to escape by sacrificing himself in a hopeless gunfight?
Oh, that was my main dude from Red Dead, John Marston.
John Marston. Okay. Is correct.
JM, my main dog. Pouring out for him.
Yeah, back to Brian.
Fighters.
I think this is our last Fighters. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm looking at food. There it is. Fighters. Final question. What late 90s Japanese fighting game featured characters from Taiyo High School, Goren High School, Gido High School, and Pacific High School battling it out?
Oh my god, I think it was a Neo Geo game, right? It was, Yeah, the kid with the baseball bat and shit.
The kid with that twirling mace or whatever. Like in
Kill Bill. I want to see if it's like rival schools or something like that.
Hmm.
Is that what you're going with?
Fuck yeah.
I want to say it's Battle High, but it might have been Rival something. I'm going to go with Battle High.
Rival Schools was correct.
Yeah, yeah. All right, good for you. That's a cartoon also.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's a show.
Was it a... show first or game first?
I don't know. I don't know about that, but I know it's an old show.
That's it for Fighters.
All right. Good, because I wasn't digging it.
So we have deaths, famous people,
deaths.
And food.
Deaths. Famous deaths.
Famous deaths. In what game do we learn that Aperture Science founder Cave Johnson, voiced by J.K. Simmons, died via poisoning from inhalation of moon rock dust?
What?
Here, I'll read it again.
All right.
In what game do we learn that Aperture Science founder Cave Johnson, voiced by J.K. Simmons, died via poisoning from inhalation of moon rock dust?
Portal. Wait. Aperture. The key clue is Aperture.
I was going to say Half-Life, but...
It's Portal or Half-Life. Let's do Half-Life.
I was going to say Half-Life.
Should have gone Portal.
Fuck! Those two games fuck me all the time. They're very similar.
You ever want to hear some straight up funny dialogue? Just look up Cave Johnson on YouTube. It's hysterical.
All right. Aperture. Damn it.
What was the categories?
Food, famous food? People, or death?
Famous people.
Famous people.
Have we done that yet?
No, this is our first question in this one. In GTA 4, you can visit Split Sides Comedy Club and watch a set performed by what British comedian?
GTA 4. Just give me a time frame.
Liberty City.
Liberty City. Russell Brand?
Russell Brand.
Yeah, I'll go Russell Brand.
Ricky Gervais.
Was it?
It was Ricky Gervais, full character model and everything.
Wow. Maybe I'll hit that up. Never. I'm not going back.
Don't you have to answer calls from your shitty cousin though? Like,
no, no, not in 4. Was that 4?
That was 4.
With Nico Bellic?
Yeah.
Mm.
Going
bowling. I'll never hit that up again, man.
You guys are both like
dangerously low.
Dangerously low on points.
Let's do celebrities.
So you might want to start blocking or just go all out.
Just throwing haymakers.
All right, celebrities?
Yes.
What Hong Kong action star reprised his film role of Inspector Tequila in the video game Stranglehold?
Stranglehold was Jet Li.
Uh-huh.
Who was it?
Shit. He was in all those...
All these Hong Kong dudes get their own games.
Oh, my God. What the hell is that guy's name? He was in all those... who's the director from Face Off?
John Woo.
He's in all John Woo movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was in that movie with...
Stranglehold was a cool
it's
game.
Not Chai and Fat. Chai and Fat.
That's your answer?
Yeah.
You sticking with Jet Li?
Yeah.
Dan is out of the game. Brian gets a point.
Yikes.
All right, you can still win this. You just got to be selective.
Famous people.
Back to famous people. Let's see, I'll give you... Kristen Bell lends her voice and likeness as Lucy Stillman in what game series?
Kristen Bell's a little blonde chick?
Little blonde girl.
That's, Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed is correct.
Nice.
Same category.
All right, they're going to get a little harder at this point. Mm-hmm. The 2007 game Heavenly Sword was directed by what motion capture legend who also portrayed the villain King Bohan?
King Bohan.
Bohan.
Motion capture legend. I'm going to say it was the
guy who played Golem.
No. Wait, do you mean like...
Oh, motion capture.
He's talking about like...
I'm totally thinking of that.
Like the original King Kong, like clay and shit. Like
listen,
that,
you,
that
I'm trying to set capture? Up the next segment, okay?
Motion capture is when you're in the suit with all the life.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's really only one legendary
one guy,
dude.
Right?
Yeah.
What the hell is that guy's name?
Call him.
No, but what's the actor?
I don't know the guy's name.
I gotta pass.
You're right, Andy Serkis is the guy's name.
You could ask me later what his name is. I still.
I thought you were asking me like
motion
capture.
Ray Harryhausen.
Yeah, that's. I was like, oh my god,
Tim Burton.
he doesn't do any of that. He just directs it.
Yeah, whoever was in charge of Nightmare Before Christmas or Coraline or whatever.
Yeah, I watched that Kubo and the Two Strings.
Was that good?
That's some good shit, right?
Was
there.
Was it? Did they mix in regular animation too?
No, it's all stop motion.
It's all stop motion,
and it's brilliantly done. Anyway, Brian,
same one. Same category.
Same category. All right, they're getting tough. What actor was the announcer for the early 2000s Outlaw sports franchise, like Outlaw Golf and Outlaw Volleyball, before he got an office job?
Before he got an office job? Dan Cortez, fuck it.
No, he's giving you a hint, dummy.
What?
Office.
Oh.
Am I right? Is that the hint?
There's a hint in
there,
yes. It's not just an arbitrary throwaway line.
Probably my man Michael Scott.
Michael Scott?
I need the actor's name.
Oh. Who's that's the not the actor's name.
No.
Who's the one guy you know on that show?
Oh, Steve Carell?
Steve Carell is correct.
All right.
I'm going to spoon feed this to you.
I never played those Outlaw games. But
Outlaw, I was
keep
like,
my gaming credibility.
I thought you literally meant before he got an office job, like he was out to business. I was like, Dan Cortez, bro. That's the guy. He's done, bro.
All right, what do you want?
Same?
Danny Trejo. That's Danny Trejo.
Machete, bro. He's still rolling.
Final one in this category.
Mm-hmm.
What gravelly voice actor starred as Richard Marinko, a Navy SEAL on a mission in North Korea in 2009's Rogue Warrior, a game famous for the sheer amount of profanity?
Can you repeat the question?
What gravelly voiced actor starred as...
Sam Elliott.
You just want to go with that?
Yeah, I'm cool.
You are out.
I'm cool with it.
That's your first thought for gravelly voice actor?
Yeah.
Sam Elliott.
He's more of a deep voice. Answer's Mickey Rourke.
The Banquet.
Oh, Mickey Rourke, all right.
The Banquet.
I guess that's a little velvet in there.
Yeah.
It's fun to listen to Brian officially stop caring.
He just didn't know.
I fucking didn't know. What
you could have blocked it. You were almost to victory.
He's not gonna give me like a constant update of what my points are. I just like
that's true. He didn't know how many points he had left. That was my similar situation.
You could be like,
if you block, you get to live.
I'm fine with it. I don't care. I'm cool with it. But like, it's not that I just totally didn't care. I don't know.
Dan Cortez.
Dude, well, I thought you said before you got an office job. And I was like, yeah, Dan Cortez, man. Outlaw Sports?
No, that was clever wordplay that you missed. That was not Dan Cortez.
I don't know anyone on that show.
You knew the one guy?
Yeah, but like I had a like I was like stuck on
that. Right, I had to lead you there. Yeah. I understand.
I never watched the show.
It was a good show. Anyway,
it was a good show.
Last week we had a question of the week. Now we're backed up on questions of the week because I'm just editing. I'm trying to get as many shows out as possible. But we still have one that's going to release later in this week, recording week. It will be out by the time this goes out, but it's hard to catch up. So last week we asked everybody what you prefer, demos or betas. Now the difference between the two is with the demo, it's a short snippet of the game, online or not. And almost all demos state, like, this demo is a work in progress, blah, blah, blah. And the beta is almost the exact same thing, but the beta is generally bigger and more technical savvy. You know, you're kind of knocking out the kinks, less polished, if you will, but generally larger scoped. You know, betas are generally for online games in which you get to try out the modes, give some feedback. Demos, you don't really give feedback. It's, do you want to buy this game or not? So since I didn't really throw that out on Twitter or anything, and I thought it would be fun to turn this into a debate. So instead of the normal question of the week, we're going to turn it into a debate.
The whole thing. Now, let's get it on.
This week, I gave Pete the demos because they generally lend themselves well to single-player games, and I gave Brian the
You gave me a cold.
And I gave Brian the betas just because they lend themselves more to multiplayer, which is more in his wheelhouse. So, Pete, you want to kick this off?
Sure. All right, so I got demos, and essentially the big difference is demos are a polished, like you said, fully polished portion of a game for you to play. It's like a well-made movie trailer.
Sure.
It's what you use going in.
Mm-hmm.
A beta is something that used to be open only to a small amount of people that mm-hmm. used to pay to play. Now the new fad is these open betas.
Like John's.
Yeah.
Whores.
These big open betas where anybody can just jump in and play, and what the game developers want is for you to come back and give them your feedback, which, according to a GameFAQs poll, 73% don't even bother doing.
Hmm.
So this is a useless endeavor.
Very selfish with that.
Yeah, there you go. So what you're getting, instead of that well-made trailer that lets you try before you buy, you're just jumping in for bragging rights, so you end up with just the uncut version of the movie that hasn't been edited, doesn't have any of the special effects done, and then freezes halfway through it.
Mm.
It's kind of just... Plus, not only that, you're on a time limit. You only have a certain amount of time to play the beta, to play this broken game. You're doing all the work for the game testers used to get paid for, so you're taking money out of these people's pockets.
You took their jobs!
Just so you could end up playing Overwatch a week early.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have alphas, too. So betas are just... They're going to go, by the way. So
aye.
Where does it end? Zetas?
Zetas?
Omegas?
Lambda.
Yikes.
Trilambs. And let's say you play a beta that's bad, that doesn't have all the bugs worked out. You could be turning yourself off to a potential good game just because you had a bad experience with the beta. And then half the time, too, these...
We're looking at you, Battlefield 1.
A lot of these developers, too, they use this to test their server limits. So more often than not, you're going to end up in a crashy, buggy mess. Instead of a demo...
I'm looking at you, Battlefield 1.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of a demo, which is like a good appetizer.
Mm-hmm.
It's fully developed. It's better for the single player. I'm just going to throw that out from me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in their heyday, every game had one. It wasn't just this select small portion.
Or in the hey-hey day, you went to GameStop and played it on that little console that always end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you always
the unstealable controllers.
One kid would always just fucking hog it.
Yeah, yeah. He was playing when you entered, and he was playing when you left. That dick.
Jerk.
Anyway. I went back the next day. But yeah, no expiration dates, and it's like a imagine a pizza, and you want a slice of that pizza. You don't want to... That pizza looks good. You go, let me try a slice of that pizza. You get to try a full slice of that pizza.
Correct.
That's a demo.
Mm.
A beta is like somebody's making a pizza, You're like, I would like to try that pizza. And they hand you a slice with pepperoni. And you go, all right, I'm going to buy this pizza. And when you take it home, it's just pineapple. It's not what you expected.
You didn't see it.
Ugh. Love pineapple.
I do love pineapple. As most people do.
I don't much surprise, care surprise. For pineapple.
Yo, oh, yeah, all right. That was a good one, Pete. That was a good one. You got me sold pretty much on demos, unless, of course, Giant Shock could pull me out of it. Giant Shock, why do you like betas better?
Everything that guy just said was bullshit. basically, like, I feel a demo is like the first three months of a relationship. It's awesome. And then you get past it and you're like, this sucks, bro. Like, you know, you get such a small little view of the game. You don't get like a broad, you get exactly what they want you to see of the game so that you could buy it.
I do hate it when it's not the first board, when it's like an awesome later board.
Or even if it's the first board, it's that stinks because when you buy the game, that's the first thing you got to replay again. Mm-hmm. Oh, I just saw this. All right, well, the first hour of, or half hour of the game, I got to redo.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that it's a demo is made to make you buy the game, while a beta is more or less for you to try it out and give your feedback or test your servers. It is a selfish thing for the company, but it's better for the player because you get to see more of the game. One, you could do multiplayer. In demos, there's no multiplayer. It's straight, you know, story mode stuff. So that's, you know, one-sided for that. The beta, I know that you said that you could only do it in certain times, but it is before the game comes out, so it is pretty cool to get a sneak peek of a game. I personally love seeing a movie before it comes out. So, I mean, that's, you could always tell your friends, hey,
and unwrapping gifts before Christmas.
Yeah, man. Seeing something before it comes out is always cool.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't cost you anything. You know, I mean, all you got to do is just sign up for it. With the multiplayer, you can affect the game itself. So you said a lot of people don't give the feedback, but if you find bugs, you can actually help your own game experience by giving the feedback to the actual company itself and be like, hey, look, this is all jacked up, man. You got to do something about this targeting system or whatever the heck, you know. As far as demos go, I always feel that I have to be searching for that game, like to find it, you know, to like play the demo. Like I kind of gotta like want to play it. Well, like a lot of these demos, sorry, a lot of the betas now, you know, I get emails being, hey, look, man, do you want to sign up for this beta? And you're like, oh shit, I didn't even realize this game was coming out so soon. So it's almost like they're tapping you in the shoulder, being like, hey, man, would you like to play the game for free for a weekend and check it out instead of like, you seeking it out yourself. I'm going to give a little props to demos, though. It is nice to see a demo when you when you're unsure about a game, because you can't ever bad thing about the betas, I think, is that you can never reclaim the beta, where it's like once it's gone, that's just it.
It's in the wind.
Yeah, it's in the wind.
Like BattleNet.
But if you get there early, though, it is cool to like use certain games like Halo or Call of Duty. You do level up by what you did on the beta, so it retains its value. Unlike a demo, where if you beat the first level, you don't start off at the second level in the video game.
I like the better demos that let you continue. There are slim demos that let you do that.
I would argue too that that's not a plus.
Mm. What?
The letting you keep your ranking. That's just giving a very select few people just a leg up when the game comes out day one.
Yo, man, you gotta be in it to win it, bro. Yo, man, you're a single player guy. You don't get that competitiveness of being there and putting in the time and the effort to try to be the best at with the rest of the gaming community. You
lack the heart of a war.
Yeah, man. I'm not being derogatory, but I'm saying like, you like to play the game and experience the story mode and go through it, but like as far as multiplayer games is, you to see the boards themselves. Forget even the leveling up, but to see the board first and know going day one of the game, you know the board's layout and everything. It's a huge advantage
to multiplayer. Man.
Yeah, so I mean, if you're a multiplayer guy, I think there's no other choice than to do the beta because the more or less the games that you're playing the betas on, you're probably going to buy anyway. So it's not really like testing the game out. Oh, do I want it? Do I not want it?
Unless you're Battlefield 1.
Well, yeah. You know what? But that's a horrible franchise in general where like a lot of those games that we didn't like. But that's not part of the argument. But as far as if you're a true multiplayer player, then you would want the beta because it gives you a leg up and you get to see more of the game.
All right, man. All right, two very valid arguments. I am going to actually snip this out tonight, and I'm going to put a little SoundCloud love on Twitter and see if we can't get more votes. I'm going to get you guys voted up. I'm going to let you guys know if anybody voted last week. Probably not. I'm probably going to just have to let you guys know who I think won next week. But I don't know. Let's throw it out in the Twitter world and see what happens, man. What happens? And you're like, oh, by the way, you know, Pete won or Brian won or bye. But maybe.
We have one vote from Pete Erg. For Pete Berg.
From Beat Perg.
From Beat Perg.
He's an egg. I don't know, man. We'll throw it out there. Speaking of Twitter and friends and whatnot, our own Max Barracuda, Pete Berg, was on a very cool podcast this week. You guys should probably give it a listen. We're actually going to steal our podcast question of the week from them, and hopefully they take that as flattering instead of me not coming up with one this week. You want to take it away, Pete?
So, yeah, I was on Geek Dig this week with Clint and Skip. Great guys. We had a good discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And they post a question.
Now, what do they do? They do video games or comic books? Or?
Oh, mishmash. But we focus on gaming.
It's general, nice. Like nerd culture in general. Like any encompassing comic.
In past
novels.
Episodes.
I was just trying to get him to throw it out there. I know what it is.
Yeah. Past episodes, I've heard him talk about movies and comics and all sorts of stuff. But we kept it mainly to gaming when I was on there.
Okay.
We did.
Makes sense.
We jumped to some movie stuff. But they posed this question, which... you could hear my answer on there. Vote mm-hmm. for me on that Twitter poll.
Oh.
What game do you think should have never been made?
That's an excellent question. They come up with better questions than I do. But, yeah, we'll ask that question too.
All right.
What game do you think should have never been made? I just asked for a brief. I know you guys came up with, like, a real in-depth, you said, dope discussion. I'm just asking for a quick, like, this game. You know, if you want to throw out why, that'd be awesome, too. You can hit us up at VGX3 Radio on Twitter or VGX3 on Facebook. Where can you find Geek Dig?
At Geek Dig on Twitter.
At Geek Dig on Twitter.
Yeah, and then everywhere podcasts are available, just punch in Geek Dig.
All right, cool. I'm definitely going to check out that episode that you were on.
They have a network, too.
Bat Squad.
Yeah.
They're right. On Bat Squad Network.
Okay, excellent. I mean, we're on what network? No network?
We're on the Rise Like Phoenix Network.
Nice. We're on the Rise of the Phoenix Network.
And might as well check out ADO Radio as well.
That's, yeah, ADO.
That Skip is Skip. Co-host on the show.
Oh, cool. Okay. Right.
But real good guys, I suggest listening to that show.
It's cool, fun. Man. I think we're going to have one of them on.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have one of them on, right?
We'll reach out to them and get that set up.
Cool, cool. So I think that was a good show this week. Stay after for a little just chit-chat or whatever if you feel like it. If you don't, then... fine, whatever, go. I don't care.
Shooting the breeze.
Anyway, we're going to shoot the breeze after the music. So, as always, thanks for playing. Alright, what'd you guys do this week? Anything non-video game related or cool?
Non-video game related?
I don't know. Anything cool?
Did I do anything cool?
No. That's a zero.
Yeah, it's probably
not. I went ice skating, and I went to a polo match, so a guy get tossed off his horse.
Just a no would have been all right.
No. Seeing a guy get tossed off a horse is pretty cool, actually.
Damn,
was it?
Polo matches?
Yeah, in Bethpage Park.
Public exhibition?
No, you got to pay.
It's like right after the joust?
Yeah.
I saw on Facebook that you brought your dog to it.
Yeah.
Right?
So that was cool.
That's pretty cool.
The guy got thrown off.
Does that happen all the time?
I mean, I don't know.
Is that like NASCAR where you're waiting for the accident?
For me, it was.
Was it?
Yeah.
Do you think you pulled him off with your mind?
I willed it. You know what? Sometimes you wish upon a star and it happens. But the guy, he got tossed, right? And this horse took off like a bat out of hell. And I wanted to know if like I can get in that horse's mind. Did he like the other horse look him all in the eyes like, all right, guys, dumping these bitches off and we're all out together, right? And they were like, oh no, we can't.
He's just the one that stood up.
Three meals and a cot, man. I can't leave this behind. It's like, nah, fuck that, bro. Horse lives matter. We're out.
The horse rebellion.
Yeah. But yeah, that was I packed a picnic too. It was good.
Oh, nothing like a good picnic basket.
what picnic in a polo, man.
Yeah, so right, why don't you talk about your stupid closet remodeling again?
No. I wasn't going to talk about that on the show. I went to a bachelorette party, and I had the worst time of my life.
Oh, did you escape that
room?
Was
it bad?
I didn't get to do escape the room. Want to hear about it real fast?
Sure.
All right, so the party bus, shows up at my house 35 minutes late, right? And we're on a tight schedule, 2 hours to get into New York City from Deer Park, Long Island, on a Friday night, kind of difficult.
You're basically cutting, like, kind of close.
35 minutes late, the guy's got an hour and 25 minutes to get into Manhattan to get me to the escape the room. He not only does he show up 35 minutes late, but then he proceeds to walk up my driveway, grab my paper for a little something for him to read while I'm in the thing, and then proceeds to get back on the bus. He gets on the bus, is driving. My wife is like, hey, you know, you want to get a little music going? And he's like, oh, I don't know how to work the radio. It's Bluetooth, though. So it's got a password. We tell him, hey, dude, it's got a password. And he goes, yeah, I told you. I don't know how to work it. The bachelor party figured it out yesterday. To which, of course, everybody knows me. I love talking to people like that. So I was like, yeah, I seriously doubt that the bachelor party figured out the combination somehow of your thing. Long story short, we didn't get any music. We showed up at the escape the room 35 minutes late.
So you were done.
Yeah, couldn't do it. They said you can do it for 20 minutes or you can just not do it. Then we got to Ninja, which is excellent. And Ninja NYC is a theme-based restaurant on, of course, feudal Japan, which is an excellent.
Wait, quick question. So you obviously didn't get reversed for the escape your room, right?
No, they were talking about allowing us to come back at a later date. I got to call them back up and see what's up.
What did you do with the driver? He
fucked you. So we'll get to that. Well, this was mainly my sister-in-law's bachelor party. They wanted a very tame one, so it was fun, I guess, at NYC Ninja. Long story short, he took the Williamsburg Bridge back, and I was like, hey, dude, take the Midtown Tunnel, you know, and he wouldn't, and that's obviously because the Williamsburg Bridge is fucking free, and it took us an extra hour to get home. He gets off, we owe him $500 for the bus, and he starts going at my wife, and I went at him hard, broken leg or not. I was like, dude, get the fuck out of here, and he stops me. He's like, I'm arguing with the lady, okay? I was like, no, argue with the man. I'm over here now. Mm-hmm. You know, first off, the $500 we owe you $200 a tip. You're a douchebag. I'm not giving that to you. And also, I was 35 minutes late to my thing, and he goes, well, you try making it from Oceanside to here in a reasonable amount of time. I was like, I don't fucking care if you were on the moon, bro. I paid you to be here at 5 and you were here at 5. That's all that I give a shit about. I don't fucking care how long. I don't care if you made it from California for 25 minutes.
You should have said you couldn't make it at 5 then.
That's what I said. I was like, nah, man. I don't give a shit about that. I don't give a shit about any of it. I was 35 minutes late to my thing and you were 35 minutes late to my house. That's all the bottom line. So I'll talk to your boss the next day. And I talked to the boss the next day and yeah, that's a wash, dude. Not, you know, so they lost $500. They still.
Oh, you
still
paid anything?
No. I mean, the whole thing was like $1,100. So they still got $600 or whatever for the night. So that's right. That's cool. I mean, it was $900 minus the tip, but I'm obviously not tipping this guy who's, you know.
Yeah.
Being a dick the whole time anyway. Mm-hmm. And he stole my paper.
Stole your paper, no music, got you late.
That's what I'm saying, man. I might as well just take a public bus. What's the difference?
Take the train, man.
No. Terrible story. Anyway, to tell you the truth, my brother and I were still having the time of our lives because we have a lot of fun when everyone else is having a shitty time. No, we were having fun.
Misery vampire.
It just happened.
I really wish you could have gotten to escape the room. There's no way you and your brother would have fucking worked together to get out.
For a full hour?
I have full confidence that I'd destroy and escape the room. Harry Houdini.
You might.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that group of people you might, but
no.
Just have every factor.
Well, there's a lot of type A personalities butting heads.
Pete, you do anything cool?
Nothing worth mentioning. Hung out with the lady a bunch. Ate some food.
I guess you saw that Claymation movie.
Yeah, but I saw that in via other means.
No, I don't know. With your eyeyeballs, right?
I didn't go to a theater.
Who'd you inject it up your butt? Oh, the Amazon sticker or whatever. Yeah, right.
No, he ripped it off the internet, bro. He fucking stole that check.
Yeah, oh, all right. Oh, you don't do that at Amazon Fire Stick?
I just haven't got one yet.
You gotta get on that. That's dope.
I have a system.
All right.
He rips that shit, bro. Yeah.
It's a good movie.
Got a bunch of cease and desist emails that he puts in his trash.
All right.
Come and get me, assholes.
So that was our week non-video game related.
I got a ticket for bullshit. Cop jumps out in the middle of the road coming home from Huntington Village. Just
killed
shoots
him.
Out in the middle of the road. I lean on my horn, like, swerve out of this guy's way.
So you leaned on your horn on the cop?
Yeah, I didn't realize it was a cop.
Oh, all right.
No!
So, you know what that means.
Yeah.
Someone's getting pulled over.
Mm-hmm.
Reckless driving.
Reckless driving?
Yeah.
Oh my god!
So I'm fighting.
I never thought I'd see the day. Pete Burke, reckless driving—that's bonkers. You drive pretty safe, I guess, you know, speed limiting.
I'm not reckless.
Right, there you go.
What a fucking asshole cop who thinks he's above the law shoots him.
I think there's more to this.
Fucking thinks he's above the law.
I think there's got to be more to this story than him jumping out in the middle of your fucking...
No, that's pretty much it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How'd he catch you if he jumped out? Was the Inspector Gadget?
He held him down.
It's like, hold on there, buddy. And Pete's like...
If you know where that the police station by me is...
I do.
There's the exit to the...
I've been in it.
I'm like, you're never going to catch me.
No, because I'm not a reckless driver.
There's a red light. There's nothing I can do.
Yeah? Yeah, because I'm a good driver. I swerved around the guy.
Yeah.
And stopped at the fucking light. So he got out right behind me.
He just walked back up and just...
No, he sat behind me. And then we crossed over the main road there, Jericho.
Oh, he pulled out in front of you.
He shot out.
Right. In his like, vehicle. It sounded like he jumped out,
no,
right?
His car.
It sounded like he caught you. Like,
yeah. That's what I thought it sounded like.
Jumping out like a homeless guy?
Yeah, that's what I thought it sounded like.
Like you rolled him over your hood.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was in his cruiser. He just shot out into the middle of the road.
I see. All right. That makes a lot more sense.
Burg Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Damn it. They do.
All right. That's it for this week. See everybody next week.